at the Sumter Item. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. I'm not sure what the time difference is. What time is it there now?
It's 7:13 at night.
7:13 at night. Okay, good. Well, real quickly, can you spell your name for me, please?
Sure. First name is Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N. And last name is Maggard, M-A-G-G-A-R-D.
All right, and it's Lieutenant, correct?
Correct.
All right, good. Just kind of tell me a bit about yourself. How long have you been in the Army now?
I've been in the Army for 2 years, since last June. I went to Presbyterian College in Clinton, to their ROTC program there, commissioned as a quartermaster officer, and then got stationed back Fort Lewis up in Washington State.
I'm sorry, say that last part again. You say you were a quartermaster officer, and then I think you said something about Washington State.
Yes, so I went to Joint Base Lewis-McChord as my first assignment. It's up in Washington State.
All right, and is this your first deployment to Afghanistan then?
It is, yes.
All right. How long have y'all been there now?
4 months.
4 months. And how much longer do you have on your deployment?
It's supposed to be through December, so I think 4.5, 5 months more to go.
Okay, good. I'm not sure if I'm going to use the right terminology. What division are you with, I guess? Your unit.
So I'm with 16th Combat Aviation Brigade.
Combat Aviation. All right, and kind of describe as much as you can what your mission is there.
So our mission is to support the Ground Force Commander with rotary wing support.
Support the Ground Force Commander. I'm sorry, say that again. Support the Ground Force Commander with what support?
With helicopter support.
Helicopter support. Okay. I mean, are you a pilot yourself, or are you kind of operating off the ground there?
I'm not a pilot. I'm actually a logistician. So I live on the ground.
All right. And how many guys are there in that unit located with you there?
Approximately 1,500.
1,500. I mean, is that just with the 16th, or is that everybody there at your FOB?
That's just 16th Caster.
Okay. And, I mean, just kind of describe the conditions where you're at. What's it like? Kind of, you know, describe it for folks back home who might not be that familiar with it.
Well, sir, we live in containers, 24 containers that have been furnished, so they've got electricity. You have the option of purchasing internet if you so desire. And then the bathrooms you use are also in containers. You go to one of the local dining facilities, and depending on which one you go to, you can kind of decide what type of food you would like.
Okay. Do you have a big selection there?
It's actually not too bad, sir. We've got if you're willing to take the bus route and wait on the bus for a little while, we've got an Oriental DSAC and a British DSAC and an American one. DFAC meaning dining facility, excuse me.
Okay. I mean, you mentioned the British one. Is there, like, you know, different feedbacks if you have different nationalities there on the base?
Yes, very much so. Very diverse.
Okay, like, what other nations are represented there?
There's Britain, Georgia, Romania, Australia, Belgium, and I think that's most of the big ones.
All right. And is your unit, do you have to kind of coordinate with all these different groups at all, or is there just sort of a structure, kind of a unified command on the base for all of them to work together?
We very much work together hand-in-hand with a lot of these units. We provide a lot of the aviation support. Aviation support could mean shooting things or moving things or people, attack and logistics.
All right, good. And tell me a little bit about your background. You say you went to PC. You're a Sumter native, I understand. Do you still have family here?
I do. My dad retired at Shaw Air Force Base after 21 years in the Air Force. He retired as a master sergeant. He still lives out by the base with his wife. His name is Glenn Maggard, and then his wife's name is Anna. And they still live in the area. And then I got married in Sumter to my wife, Katie, Katie Hermanson, and her family also still lives in Sumter.
Okay, and let me make sure I've got all those names spelled right. Glenn, is that with one N or two?
It's with two N's.
Two N's, okay. And your mother's name is Hannah?
Anna, A-N-N-A.
H-A-N-A? Oh, Anna, I'm sorry. I'm
there's
sorry.
No
Anna.
H there, it's just A. No, you're fine.
A-N-N-A, okay. And Katie, is that K-A-T-I-E?
Correct.
All right, and she also
it
still
is
lives
K-A-T-I-E.
Here. Okay, and she also still lives here in Sumter?
No, she moved to Fort Lewis with me, but her family, her parents are still in Sumter.
Okay, so are y'all based out of Fort Wood then?
We are, she lives where I'm stationed at Joint Base Lewis-McChord.
Okay, Lewis-McChord.
Yes, sir.
And that's in Washington State, correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right, good. And I guess you were born and raised here. Did you graduate from Sumter High then?
I was actually homeschooled, sir, so I did not graduate from my school.
All right, good, good. And I guess just because your father obviously retired from out here at Shaw, did you want to go into the military? I mean, was that always your career goal? And how'd you end up in the Army rather than the Air Force?
Well, honestly, the Army paid for school, sir. But I always wanted to join the military. I enjoyed the life as a kid, moving around, seeing different places, and knew that I would enjoy it. And the Army was the best way to do that in terms of paying for school and college and things.
Is that just because, like, they had the Army ROTC program there at PC?
Yes, so I got an Army ROTC scholarship to go to PC.
All right, and you mentioned y'all kind of moved around. I mean, did you grow up anywhere else when you were a kid?
So I was born in Texas. We moved to Germany for 4 years. Then after that, we moved to Belgium for 3.5 years. And then my dad retired after he moved to Shaw Air Force Base.
All right. So how long did you live in Sumter for?
So I moved there when it was 2000, and I left in 2012 after graduating college and going to my first duty station.
Okay, good. And do you have any message for your folks back home or anyone else here in Sumter you'd like to say hey to?
Certainly. I'd like to say hi to both my parents and my wife's parents. I love them. I miss them.
Okay, good. And, I guess I gather this is your first deployment overseas. I mean, have you faced any unique challenges or anything you didn't expect with being separated from your wife and everyone else back here?
No major challenges. I'm just kind of blown away at how fast the kids are growing up while I'm gone. Sad that I'm missing out on part of their growing up.
I mean, do you still get to see them? I mean, do y'all have, you mentioned the internet, were you able to FaceTime with them at all, or how do you kind of keep up with stuff back home?
We're able to FaceTime often. It's nice to have the internet in the room. The time difference is a little more challenging, being almost 12 hours different, but we make it work.
All right, good. And we didn't really talk about your children. Talk about them. How old are they?
So I have two children. First one's a daughter. Her name is Lucy, L-U-C-I-E.
C-I-E.
She is, let me count real quick. She is 20 months.
Okay.
And then my second child, his name is Elijah, and he is 8 months.
And then, like I said, are you kind of surprised when you do see him on the computer screen there? Do you feel like you're kind of missing some of the milestones of their early years?
Mm-hmm. Of course. I mean, when you talk to him, you're... don't realize the stuff they can do. You know, Katie does a great job of keeping me updated, but it's just hard. You can't catch everything, and you see them do something, you know, start walking around, pointing at things, and you're just kind of blown away by how quickly they grow up.
Do you have any plans for what y'all are going to do when you do get back in December or after December?
We've been talking about it, certainly having a night out and a weekend off with my wife, possibly going down to the coast, the Pacific Ocean, for a little while.
All right, good. Are you going to get any time off once you get back, or do you have to go back to work either here or maybe somewhere else?
Well, once we get back, they'll give us some time off. Typically, anywhere from 2 to 3 weeks where you can go on leave and they sign you out from work and you're off from work. But the nice thing is when we get back, it'll be somewhat around the holidays, and so things will be pretty slow anyway.
Okay, good, good. Do you expect to be back maybe by Christmas then?
That's the hope.
I'm sorry, say that again.
We're hoping to be back by Christmas, yes.
Okay, good, good. All right, and do you have any plans to come back to Sumter, see your parents and all that?
Not sure yet. Still in the works. It's a possibility, though.
Okay, good, good, I'll do. I'm sure they'll be looking forward to seeing you. Is there any way I might be able to get in touch with them here? I mean, are they, like, listed in the phone book, or is there some way I can track them down?
Sure. I can actually give you my dad's the home number.
Okay, good.
It's 803-499-1800. If you just ask Glenn.
All right, good, good. I appreciate it. Do you have any other family you'd like to mention in there, give a shout-out to, brothers or sisters or anything like that?
Well, actually, I have a younger brother who is also in the Army.
Oh, okay.
He got back, I think, just over a month ago. And so he was his second deployment, actually. He's a sergeant.
Was he also in Afghanistan?
He was. He's back now. He's stationed at Fort Drum up in New York.
All right. What's his name?
His first name is Andrew, A-N-D-R-E-W.
Okay. Andrew Maggard. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, Maggard's correct, yes.
Maggard.
You get Maggard a lot. You get all the great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's Maggard.
All right, good. Well, I appreciate you taking some time to speak with me. I mean, was this difficult for y'all to set up, or is the Army just trying to arrange for a lot of y'all to kind of call back home?
It wasn't too difficult to set up. It wasn't too bad. It's not too hard to call back. The main difference is, at least where I am, it's communicating with back home is not too difficult. Some other places, obviously, you don't have the internet and the phones and such, so I'm certainly blessed. But here, it's not too difficult, just the time difference that things off.
I mean, did somebody approach you about doing an interview like this, or how did it come together?
So they were doing, the public affairs office here was doing a Father's Day shout-out last May, where you could come and they would take a video of you doing a shout-out to, you know, your father, Father's Day. And they had, I think, a block check or a form that you could fill out if you were somewhat interested in being contacted with the media, and I guess you post it on a website, and then Alice can look at it and then choose your story. So I found out from the folks I did the video with that the item was interested.
All right, good. Well, I'm glad you were. Thanks for speaking with me. Is there anything else you'd like me to include in that story?
Do you know when the story is set to publish, or if it's going
out? Let me see.
So I can get my folks a heads up for the paper.
Yeah, well, I'll give them a call, too, but I think it's going to run Wednesday. I don't want to guarantee that because stuff gets moved around at the last moment, but I think right now that's the plan. And it should be posted on the item.com.
Okay. Cool. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate you talking with me. And if there's anything else I can help you with, my number here, if you can give me a call back, it's 803-774-1272.
774-1272.
That's correct.
right. I appreciate your time, sir.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.